from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Carrington here, Rob here, taking you up until 6 o'clock. There is no Royals game today. Tomorrow is the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. I saw that they paid Celine Dion. They paid her $2 million to sing one song. This isn't a concert. She is not headlining a festival. She is going to sing one song. Got paid $2 million. It is a fantastic job if you can get it. You know what? Let's start the 5 o'clock hour a little different than how we usually would. I love the Summer Olympics. I love all the same events that you guys love. 100 meter, 200 meter, little hurdle action, little basketball, little swimming, little gymnastics. Who doesn't love the Summer Olympics? Some of you guys might not know this. They've added some new events to the Olympics. Some of these were in the last Olympics, but you remember 2021 was kind of weird. You know, 3-on-3 basketball was in the 2021 Olympics. Skateboarding is now part of the Olympics. You know, there's some new sports. Well, this year, Rob, they have added breakdancing to the Olympics. I'm serious. This is not a joke. They have added breakdancing to the Olympics. This is how they are judging it. They are going to have people from their countries. They have a DJ. They do not tell them what song they are going to play. They just play a song, and then you got to start dancing, and then they got judges that will give you a score at the end of this. Who's the favorite to win break dancing? Like, what country, Rob? Just, we have no clue who's in it. We don't know anything about it. Who do we think is the favorite in the breakdancing competition? How did you qualify for Olympic breakdancing? Have you ever been out somewhere? And I'm sure you've been in a bar, you've been in a nightclub or something, and it's a couple of individuals. Yo, y'all dancing way too hard for where we are right now. Like, this is not step up. Those guys are obviously practicing for the Olympic now. You can't make fun of those individuals anymore. That breakdancing can take you somewhere. Who do we think is capturing the gold in Olympic breakdancing?
I mean, it feels like every time they introduce a sport into the Olympics, it's just to get America more medals. Like, remember when the Winter Olympics added snowboarding? It just felt like they were trying to get America some more medals. So my gut is that America, breakdancing kings.
Okay. I want to know, like, I've always wondered for some of these Olympic events, how you qualify for them. Like, I understand how you qualify for the basketball portion of it or the, you know, gymnastics. You are a great college gymnast. You then go somewhere and they have, hey, can you represent our country? How do you qualify for fencing
are people just playing water polo just all year long? And then it's so there's water polo tournaments happening around us that we just have absolutely no clue. And then we just you just go to the Olympics. I've always wanted to know this. Last thing here. I still have two sports that I want to see incorporated in the Summer Olympics, and no one listens to me. Number one is dodgeball. I want to see the best dodgeball players in the world from coast to coast, country v. country. Can we have a tournament of dodgeball? That's number one. Number two, and this to me seems like a clear no-brainer, how is there not paintball in the Summer Olympics? How is there not paintball? Think of some of the dumb random events that we have in the Summer Olympics. You wouldn't be interested at 2 a.m. in the morning on CNBC if you can't sleep just watching the world's best paintball players play against one another. So if they come to me, I'm going to give two. I have two ideas for the Summer Olympics. The next one is in Los Angeles, 2028. How do we get this on the books? Let's get dodgeball on the docket. Let's get paintball on the docket. I also wouldn't mind kickball being part of the Summer Olympics. If we got breakdancing in the Summer Olympics, we sure as hell can get dodgeball in there.
Didn't you just say like 2 seconds ago, like, how does one get good at water polo? How does one get good at breakdancing? Were you going to have leagues and tournaments now for dodgeball to determine the best in the world?
They already have those things right now. They should just have it where, hey, did they do little regional tournaments around? Right now, there's going to be a qualifier in Kansas City. You get your five, and you go down to Hy-Vee Arena, and we're going to have a tournament. If you win the Kansas City region, you go then to Denver, and you got your five from Kansas City, and you play the five from Denver, and then you play each other, and then you keep going around the country until we determine you guys have won this tournament. You get to represent the United States in dodgeball. That's how you need to do
You're not making a super team? Like the Kansas
City? No, super team. No, you got to have because you got to have chemistry and camaraderie with everybody. You can't just, you think you could just randomly show up in Miami and then we got one guy in Seattle and you guys can have that cohesion? You saw the movie Dodgeball. That wasn't a ragtag group. This was they weren't ringers. No, this was a team that trained together, lived together, knew each other, that was fighting for the same cause, Globo Gym. We need that same thing here. Get your five. Let's go down to Hy-Vee Arena and we're going to try to see if you can qualify for the Olympics.
So by that logic, you must hate Team USA in basketball because there's no cohesion. You would just want to see the Boston Celtics make the Olympic team as opposed to a super team. I would love a Kansas City regional. And then there are scouts there and they determine, you know what? Carrington Harrison is our guy. He's going to be on our dodgeball team. We pair him with this guy from Miami, this guy from Seattle. We got a great dodgeballer from Gary, Indiana, and that's what we're rolling with.
No, it's not how I want to do it. That's not how I would do it if they put me in charge of the Olympic Federation. That's not how I would do it for dodgeball. That's not how we got to go back to the essence. That's what we need to go back to. Let's go back to the essence.
By the way,
of dodgeball.
Let's put that tug of war from Squid Games in there.
They
can be hard.
That's a good one.
We don't have to threaten their lives, but let's make tug of war add a little bit of zest. You're going to free fall. Tough break, Japan. You just lost to America. Now you're falling from the sky.
Does anybody else, and we'll get back to baseball here in a bit, does anybody else remember ESPN2 when we were coming up? I feel every day ESPN2 would just show us World's Strongest Man competitions. Are those still a thing? You remember in the summer when there was nothing else happening in sports, you could just turn on ESPN2 at any time. Just turn on ESPN2 and you could see some man just trying to throw some beer keg thing 30 feet into the sky. Or just he was out here pulling some tractor trailer with his bare hands. Do they still do those strongest man competitions? Can we put those back on ESPN2? I also wouldn't mind if we put cornhole in the Olympics as well. We could add that to one of the Olympic sports. So I'm out here. I'm an ideas man. I want to add more cool things into the Summer Olympics. And that feels like one of those things.
Do you know what I think has replaced what our youths was watching World's Strongest Man? They're hucking kegs over walls. It was wild. I think young people nowadays watching that slap fighting league. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
It pops up on my Twitter and it's on television. I have no interest in that.
Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with that.
But isn't that the equivalent? Like watching someone get slapped on TikTok is the same as watching a dude huck a keg over a wall.
It's always uncomfortable when I watch those slap competitions. The man just standing there, he know it's about to happen. You want to talk about seeing a man's soul leave his body. And those slap competitions where you go from awake to sleep instantly? No, okay, I don't need those. I'll watch a little UFC. I'll watch a little boxing. I'll watch some other things. But y'all can keep that slap fighting stuff to yourself. That's extreme. That's a little too extreme for me. I don't need that. Please keep that away from me. All right, Rob, let's get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City.
While you're stuck in traffic on your drive home, The Drive gets you caught up on the biggest sports stories in Kansas City and around the country. It's the hits only on The Drive, number one.
Well, coming to the top story of the day in Kansas City is the Kansas City Royals. Despite having an off day last night, they really let one get away. They felt like they had it, and yes, we were going to ignore the strike them out, throw them out that should have been but wasn't. Then the Royals proceeded to give up more runs in the ninth. It is becoming a notable problem. When we have talked about it on the show multiple times, they seem to have some bullpen woes. Carrying to the trade deadline 5 days away, you're imploring fans, do not get under the impression that on Tuesday the Royals are going to fix their closer problem in one big move.
Yeah, I don't think that they're fixing their issues. You can fade the music down here just a little bit. We can have a little longer conversation about this. I don't think that the Royals, I guess, closer problem is maybe as extreme as other people see it to be. Now, James MacArthur had a bad May. There is no question about it. He gave up 10 earned runs in May. It was not good. But he had a very solid June, very solid June. He pitched 10 innings, gave up 2 earned runs, and that was in one start. Or one appearance, excuse me. And in this month, he got off to a pretty good start in the month. And yesterday, things just went really poorly. We can acknowledge two things. I would say the first thing that happened, the officiating, the umpiring was wrong. That's a strikeout. That's a throw him out at second base. If the umpire makes the correct call in that scenario, the Royals win the game, and we are not having this conversation. But that did not happen. That's sports. That's life. You have to rebound from that. The Royals obviously did not rebound from that. But I do think with James MacArthur, you have to take sort of the totality of things that in his last 17 appearances, he has given up 0 runs in 14 of them. I'm not here telling you that James MacArthur is some lock-in closer, but I don't know if the Royals have a consistently better option than he is, and I don't think that he has been a bad option for the Royals. He is not great by any means, but I think we have to sort of accept, hey, this is their closer situation. You just made the point. I think they can improve their 6th inning or 7th inning or possibly 8th inning. I don't know if they're going to be a team with how many teams that are still in the wild card hunt and has a chance to win their division. I don't think that you're trading for an impact closer at this point in the season. So whatever solution that you have, and I'm open to other solutions, 913-586-7610. I'm not telling you that my way is the right way. I'm open to another solution, but are you winning that game with Chris Bubich? Are you winning that game with Hunter Harvey? Are you going to have another game like that with them at some point over the course of the season? I think we are a little bit spoiled in the fact that, hey, the last time the Royals were good, they wouldn't have lost like that. The Royals in 14 and 15, if you have a team down the way that the 2024 Royals did yesterday, the Royals win that game 99.9 times out of 100. That is not what the 2024 Royals is going to be. I'm not making any excuses for them. It is just an observation to me of sort of where the Royals are. I want the Royals to improve as well, but I think we have to be realistic about what they are going to acquire. They are going to acquire another guy to throw into the mix. They are not acquiring the guy. And I think that's going to be potentially okay for this team. So I'm not torn up about yesterday. There's some things to question with the Royals, but for the most part, I think their bullpen is generally a little bit better than fans see it.
Let me ask you a question, and maybe I'm asking you to judge fan behavior, and that's a very difficult thing to do. Judging fan behavior is near impossible. For example, a year ago, you would have been like, yeah, fans think Justin Ross is a future All-Pro. Judging fan behavior is difficult. But if the Royals have a little bit of a dud at the deadline, they add a sixth inning type arm, they add, if you like to put a name to it, an Aaron Crow type, a Hunter Harvey type, they make a small-time move, double-A lottery ticket player for solid reliever, but nothing truly special. Nothing that you think, oh, now the bullpen problem is totally solved. We're good. Do you think fans on Wednesday of the Royals are going to have a level of frustration that they didn't go all in, or do fans understand the limitations of the farm system and understand the reality they are living in? Because I could see, yesterday when we were talking deadline, we had the pass and report. The Royals are active. They're making calls. They're interested. There was a lot of sell the farm, go win this season texts. I don't see that coming. If that comes to fruition, it's light move to no move. Do you think fans will be upset with the Royals?
I don't really get the sense, and you guys tell me, 913-586-7610. I don't really get the sense that fans want the Royals to be all in at this deadline, but I do get the sense that Royals fans want them to do something at the deadline. I think they want them to do something. I think most people acknowledge that the Royals are a flawed team, and the Royals are not going to be able to fix all of the flaws that they have in the next 4 or 5 days. Some parts of their team are just going to have to be broken for right now. You're not going to be able to go get the closer that you need and add an impact bat at the deadline and fix some other things. So I think for the most part, fans have kind of come into this with a realistic expectation of what the next couple of days are going to look like for the Royals. And I think that's a really positive and really healthy thing. I'm not here to make any excuses for James McArthur or the Royals. I'm simply here just giving you the stats. In 14 of his last 17 appearances, he has not given up a earned run. I think yesterday was just the right combination of everything. They got 4 hits. He had a bad call go against them. It was his time. I think it was the right combination. I think the Royals have some other issues that are maybe just bigger than James McArthur. They are 3-10 in rubber games. When you got a chance to win the series the way that they have, more times than not, they have not been able to close things out, and that was the case yesterday. They also are, if you are looking for reasons to doubt the Kansas City Royals, the Royals are 47-46 against every team in Major League Baseball that is not the Chicago White Sox. So they have continued to pound on the White Sox. But correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, they only got 3 more games left against the White Sox for the rest of the season. So we talk about them getting hot and starting to catch fire and get on the right track. You got a series this weekend against a team that is under 500. You go on the road, you play the Tigers, who are under 500. You go on the road and play the White Sox, who are the worst team in Major League Baseball. The series against the Red Sox is right around the corner. It would be good to win these next couple of series to kind of get some momentum heading into that series against the Red Sox and playing your best baseball. Now, the Royals are not the only team that has just really dominated up against the White Sox. The Minnesota Twins, who right now are in contention to win their division. Minnesota is also 9-1 against the Chicago White Sox, and they are 47-44 when they're not playing the White Sox either. So where the Royals are is not just unique to just them. The Guardians are 56-35, excluding the White Sox games. The Guardians are just better than Minnesota and Kansas City. I think we've seen that now for the first 110 games of the season. Maybe you need more proof of that. I've been saying that for 2 months now. Cleveland is just better than those two teams. But the Royals and the Twins feel to me like they are six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. And that's why those games that those two teams have against each other down the stretch are of the utmost importance. That's what's going to define if this team is going to make the postseason or not. The series that they have against the Red Sox coming up in a couple of weeks and how they perform down the stretch against a team in their division in Minnesota. And they also still have seven games against Cleveland down the stretch as well.
Two.
The Chiefs had the day off up in St. Joe, but that hasn't stopped them from being one of the top stories in sports today. For those of you who haven't seen it, head over to X or Twitter or whatever they're calling it nowadays. There is a video that is flooding everyone's timeline. Today at training camp Carrington in Las Vegas, a Raiders player was seen grabbing a Kermit the Frog doll that had a Mahomes jersey on and joking and laughing and doing an impression. Basically, I see a Raiders player trying to clown Patrick Mahomes while at training camp today. This, of course, set the internet on fire. Carrington, explain to me why the lowly Las Vegas Raiders would go out of their way to insult the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes on July 25th. This seems like the epitome of just the dumbest thing possible.
I mean, this is just, in one breath, I can't say that I like what Ja'Marr Chase did and say it's good for sports and I love that he's a hater and I can't just overly come down on the Las Vegas Raiders. But who makes fun of you matters, right? Who makes fun of you? Who cracks the joke? Ja'Marr Chase has been to the postseason. Ja'Marr Chase has won a national championship. Ja'Marr Chase has played in a Super Bowl. He's one of the best players in the National Football League. It's one thing when Ja'Marr Chase is like, yo, I respect Mahomes, I'm just not going to say his name. It is another thing when a seventh round pick rookie out of Air Force, who none of us have ever heard before, is playing with a Kermit the Frog Patrick Mahomes puppet. Bro, you ain't good enough to carry yourself this way. And your team ain't good enough to carry this. Patrick Mahomes is 10-2 in his career against the Las Vegas Raiders. Patrick Mahomes won a playoff game in Allegiant Stadium before the Raiders won a playoff game in Allegiant Stadium. The Raiders have not won a postseason game since 2002. Rob, you were in elementary school back in 2002. You have graduated junior high, high school, college, got married, all over the span of the last time that the Raiders won a game in the postseason. How dare you even fix your lips to say anything about Patrick Mahomes? How dare you carry yourself with such disrespect towards the best player in the National Football League? It's disgraceful, is what it is. The rest of us are not laughing with you. We are laughing at you. This would make more sense to me if it was like Philadelphia or San Francisco. You know, even then you'd be like, ha, 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 we beat you in the Super Bowl. But all right, it'd make a little bit of sense. The Raiders? The Raiders been doing a lot of talking this offseason for a team that didn't have a winning record last year. You remember their coach said that we figured out the Kansas City Chiefs? Why haven't you figured out any of the other teams? How have you not figured out to win the division over the last 20 years? How have you not figured out how to be a playoff team? How have you not figured out how to be a better organization and lock up your emails? Just disgraceful. That's what it is.
They don't have a quarterback. They do have one on the roster, but Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew are not beating Patrick Mahomes again this year. No. What are they doing? And I think it's a little bit overplayed, but we both know Mahomes is very internet aware. He's aware when things happen. Do I think to the level it is, people overhype? Definitely. But
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so. I mean, his trainer has already tweeted it.
Then he has it.
I would guess, just you know how the internet is. I would guess that Patrick Mahomes has been sent that video by people that really know him at least 20 times over the course of the last couple of hours. Your trainer is tweeting it out. Your trainer. And we also know, I'm not making it seem like Pat is Michael Jordan, you remember every single thing that happened, but Yo, if I see you making fun of me and I know I'm going to see you later, oh, I'm keeping a mental note. I'm keeping a mental note. They're just doing a lot of yapping. Max Crosby does a lot of yapping. Max Crosby, you've never played in a postseason game. Why are you talking? Antonio Pierce, you just got the job, my boy. You ain't been on the job 10 minutes. This is the team you decide to poke? Make fun of the Chargers. Make fun of the Broncos. You know the team I'm not interested in poking right now? It's the Chiefs, who might have the strongest team that they've ever put together under Mahomes and Reed. I would leave that team alone. That's what I would do. That's what I would advise you to do. It just, I mean, it could get real bad for you. Just real bad. I mean, the punishment. Yeah, it'd be a biblical plague on you boys' head at Allegiant Stadium. All right, coming up on the other side, let's get back to talking about the Kansas City Royals and their heartbreaking defeat yesterday. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio, home of the hallowed title, Friend of the Show.
I'm very happy to be a friend of the show. It's always good to talk to you, man.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. So you guys might remember a couple of weeks ago, the Royals announced a Taste of the K taco. And this taco you can go get. It's at Section 250 at Kauffman Stadium. So if you're going out there this weekend, and they are expecting a great weekend out there, if you want to go out there, this is what the Taste of the K taco is. The taste of the K-Taco is a charred hot dog wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla, topped with barbecue brisket, french fried, lettuce, pickled red onion, sriracha cracker jack, and also an 816 sauce. Now, I have absolutely no clue what an 816 sauce is, but that is what they have on this taste of the K-Taco. And Rob, you said you're not really fooling with it. You said this is not something that you would eat. Well, they have also come up with something a little bit different. So that was last week's food item out at Kauffman Stadium. They now have a new sandwich for Vinny Pasquantino. Vinny Pasquantino, he has his own sandwich. He has his own meal. Let's see if this is something that you would get. So it is Italian beef with cheese, bacon, hash brown patties, some aioli served on a buttered bun and grilled. This is called the Pasquich. Is this something that you would order? Because this sandwich right here, this sounds kind of good. Now, I don't know how much it is. The taste of the K-Taco is $25, which is a non-starter for your boy. But this doesn't sound bad right here. This does not sound bad at all. Italian beef, cheese, bacon, hash browns, aioli on a buttered grilled bun? Hey, if this is about $12, $15, I might have to go get this tomorrow when I'm at the game. I might have to go order. This is the K. Is this at a special place like the taco, or can I just walk up anywhere and go get the Pasquich?
I don't know where it's available, but I would definitely eat the Pasquich. That sounds Italian beef?
208,
good.
That's where it is. I just looked it up. It is at 208.
Sign me up to be in a line at 208 tomorrow night for Cubs and Royals, because you got Italian beef, delicious. You got bacon. No one dislikes bacon. It's nature's candy. Hash browns on a sandwich, I'm intrigued. I'm imagining a McDonald's hash brown cut in half on the sandwich. That has me intrigued. We know for a fact in Kansas City, you put provolone cheese on a sandwich, it's going to hit hard. See the Z-Man. And then you're giving me a sauce on a buttered bun? Oh, yep, I'm in. Sign me up for that and a nice big old boulevard wheat, and that's a great Friday night.
Now, this I might be speaking out of turn here, because I want you to go to the Taste of the K and try all the – I want you to do all this. I want you to do it. I'm still not sure if there's anything better at the stadium than getting you a nice Italian sausage with some grilled peppers on top and some of that spicy mustard and getting one of your favorite beers to wash it down. Now, I love the helmet nacho out there. The pulled pork helmet nacho, the brisket nacho. That's still the number one overall pick at Kauffman Stadium if you were getting something to eat. But number two, I think you just might have to go with the nice Jamaica's Italian sausage, a little pepper, a little spicy mustard on the top, and give me a quirk, and I'm going crazy for the rest of the game. I'm good.
So that's what you would call like the regular kind of more readily available top pick. That's a good regular top pick. But, you know, the helmet nacho, man. The helmet nacho is just undefeated. That brisket ancho helmet nacho. Now, listen, you got to hike out to it's right field to go get it. But, man, it is absolutely worth the walk. Get your steps in. Get yourself that helmet nacho. Get yourself a beer. I'm a space camper guy myself. Something hoppy to wash it down. Gotta have it. And then you walk back to your seat. And you know what? Nowadays, you can watch the Royals win when you're at home, which makes the experience even better.
Yeah, of course. Of course, you're getting the space camper. That's too heavy for me out there.
I was at the zoo recently, and they had the Quantum Hop space camper. Oh, amazing. They take space camper and they made it hoppier.
That's your kind of beer. Someone said, C-Dot, don't forget that Dippin' Dots are overrated while we're on the subject. Come on now.
Good text.
Come on now. Come on. We don't have to rehash this. We really don't. And you guys know I don't block people for a lot. I really don't. I leave you guys alone. One guy called me a classless turd yesterday. He didn't get blocked. You're allowed to express yourself. Don't say something racist. Don't say something homophobic on the text line. And we are fine. Calling Dippin' Dots overrated is getting real close to those first two. And it might get you an auto block. It might. Because what you're saying, it's fake news. And I'm not here to spread lies and propaganda on this show. I'm not here to do that. Someone said, what about the Grinders Philly out in right field? I've never had the Grinders Philly out in left and right field.
This is news to me.
I didn't know.
I have had someone on the text line says, the chicken tenders and fries is low-key great. Yes. The chicken tenders and fries is a great move if you're at, like, the regular stand. But I got a little bit of beef with the regular stand right now. I've been trying to get sauerkraut in my brat. They just don't have it right now.
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
I'm like, yo, I got a brat. Can I get some sauerkraut? And they're like, sorry, no.
You know what? There might be hope for John Sherman after all, that he stopped ordering sauerkraut for the stadium.
This is probably why the vote failed. People, it's opening day, and they're like, man, I want a brat, and I want a beer. Can I get some sauerkraut? And they're like, not in John Sherman's America, and that's why the vote failed.
Text line 913-586-7610. CDOT, what do you like more, frozen lemonade or the frosty malt? Give me the frozen lemonade.
What if I was allowing you to use a regular spoon for the malt?
I'm using the regular spoon anyway. I'm not using that tongue depressor. No. You're not going to give me a popsicle stick and tell me to eat this. No. I'm not risking a splinter to enjoy this nice summer treat. No, thank you. No, I'm not eating it. No, I'm asking for the regular spoon. Sir, come back. Can I have a regular spoon? Oh, yeah, I got you. He always has four or five of them out there. Remember that time we talked about the peanut guy who's been out there since the Great Depression era, and that guy who said he listened to the show and was a big fan of it? I hope he's having a great day. I hope he's enjoying his off day for a great weekend. You guys know the peanut guy I'm talking about. That guy, the peanut guy, he could have been the Chiefs quarterback back in 2011. He great arm, accurate, great pocket awareness, seems like a team player. You guys know the peanut guy I'm talking about. If you go to enough Royals game, that guy has been there for 35 years. That guy was at George Brett's last game and Bobby Witt Jr.'s first game. That guy, elite arm. I don't know his name, but shout out to him. Peanut guy.
It's people like him that make me want the Royals to go back to the postseason and have a home game. That guy deserves to be hucking peanuts in the postseason. He had a great 14 and 15, but you know what? He stuck it out and kept slinging in 19. He was out there throwing to dozens of fans in 23. He's earned the Royals to go back to the postseason. Forget J.J. Piccolo. Forget Bobby Witt Jr. and the players having experienced all this losing. You know who deserves it? Peanut guy.
I'm going to ask maybe the most controversial question I've ever asked. Is the lemonade guy a little bit overrated? Is the lemonade guy, because if you were going to Royals games back in 2004, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Is the lemonade guy a little bit overrated? You can still get those same lemonades. They're still out there. You know what I'm talking about. Just straight sugar. Some of you be like, oh, I've never had Kool-Aid before. Yes, you have. You've got a flavored lemonade at the Royals game. You've had grape Kool-Aid before. They just called it lemonade out at the stadium. Is the lemonade guy a little bit overvalued? It might be the case of nostalgia with the lemonade guy. He just had a worthwhile call. And you remember, they actually put it in the video game. It was on MVP Baseball 2005.
I think
somebody said you can hear the lemonade guy on TV. Yeah, because it was 7,000 of you at the game. That's why you could hear the lemonade guy, because it was 12 of you going to the games at that point.
Let me ask you this. If you are a type of person who believes the lemonade guy is a hair overrated, do you believe the 12 hits for 12 donuts was overrated?
Bro, come on now.
Because that is just nostalgia of bad baseball that we suffered through as a society, and we remember these oases of fun in the midst of a beatdown. 4,000 people out there to watch Brad Radke throw BBs against the boys in blue, but you heard the lemonade guy. Yeah, the Royals pitching couldn't stop a nosebleed today, but they got 12 hits and they lost 9-6, but you got some free donuts on the way home. I think it's the same nostalgia.
Rob, okay. I maybe went a little bit too far with the lemonade guy. Just trying to have some jokes here, trying to have a little bit of fun. You're now talking down on the Krispy Kreme donut promotion?
It's all nostalgia. You don't remember a single actual thing about the baseball other than staring at the hit counter.
Yeah, because the prize at the end was great. The same way that in the NBA, if you miss two free throws, they'll give you a chicken sandwich. You could just be watching a game. They'd be watching the game. And all of a sudden, in the course of watching the game, the Royals just gave you, because you, your girl, your two kids went, they just gave you 4 free dozen donuts. No, we're not doing this about the donuts. Stop it. That's an elite promotion. An elite promotion. Please bring it. Who do we need to talk to? There's a couple of great promotions that they used to have. They used to have one. Do you remember, Rob, when if you got a parking pass, it was worth a free buffet out of Harrah's? You remember that? So working here, people didn't even care about going to the games. Hey, y'all got a couple extra parking passes. You collect the parking passes. I don't need to go to the game. No, I don't need to go to the game. Hey, I need 4 parking passes. I don't want to go to Royals Twins in 2014. No, not early in the season. No, thank you. Give me 4 parking passes. Somebody said the lemonade guy passed away. R.I.P. to the lemonade man. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is true, R.I.P. to the lemonade guy. We were just having a little fun. Man is a legend. Man is a legend. R.I.P. to the lemonade man, if he's passed away. All right, coming up on the other side, Rob obviously never went to a game and they got 12 hits. Never. Not one time. Not one time. That's what we learned. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Today is an off day for Chiefs training camp. Tomorrow they put the pads on for the first time this season, and we will have it covered for you right here on 610 Sports Radio. Certainly a lot to talk about with the Kansas City Chiefs. So I was on Arrowhead Pride earlier today. First off, I shed a tear. The second thing is I scrolled to the 53-man roster projections. Now, there weren't too many surprises on there, but the first place I went was for wide receivers. I was just curious. This is who they had as wide receivers. Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman, Kadarius Toney, Nico Regemio. Now, there were a couple of names that you didn't hear there. One, you didn't hear Justin Ross. Second, you didn't hear Sky Moore. Now, Rob and I are on a little bit different sides about, hey, what's going to happen to Sky Moore's career if he doesn't make this team? Maybe Sky Moore gets a shot somewhere else. He probably gets another shot somewhere else. But I think it's important to note with Sky Moore, think about John Baldwin. And some of you would consider John Baldwin to be one of the bigger busts that the Chiefs have had in the last 15 years in the draft. Sky Moore's first two seasons were worse than his. He has fewer catches than what John Baldwin had his first 2 years. He has fewer yards than what John Baldwin had his first 2 years, and fewer touchdowns than John Baldwin in his first 2 years. John Baldwin then was let go by the Chiefs. He played on San Francisco for a hot second, and that was it. John Baldwin played less than 3 seasons in the National Football League. Now, there might have been some other reasons why John Baldwin was so quickly kicked out of the league. You remember before he even got going, he got into a fight with a teammate. So maybe there was some off-the-field stuff with John Baldwin. It probably was some off-the-field stuff with John Baldwin. But that does not take from the fact that even he in his first 2 years was more productive than Sky Moore. So I bring it up with Sky Moore. Just, I don't know what's going to happen, but But the fact that we are starting to go through 53-man roster projections and Sky Moore is not projected to make this team, if you couldn't make it work in Kansas City, and especially last year when everybody got a shot, It wasn't just, oh, this offense had favorites. No, they did not have favorites. They went through a stretch where they gave everybody a shot. Kadarius Toney got a chance. Sky Moore got a chance. MVS got a chance. Mecole Hardman, Justin Watson. They eventually were just like, hey, we don't trust any of you guys. We only trust Rashee Rice. We trust Rashee Rice, and we trust Justin Watson a little bit, and we will make do without the rest of you. It's not a surprise to me that their offense started to take shape when they got Sky Moore out of the offense, they got Kadarius Toney out of their offense, and they quit trying to make MVS be a thing. So I don't know what the future looks like for Sky Moore. I imagine somebody picks him up. But if you're the New Orleans Saints, for example, who just always seem to be our just random team, whenever we're just giving an example, the Saints are just a good random team. If you're Tampa Bay and, hey, Sky Moore, you couldn't make it work with Andy Reid, you couldn't make it work with Patrick Mahomes, and you had Travis Kelce there to take up attention. Where do you fit with our team? You saw Mecole on another team. Mecole Hardman did not fit on another team. Now, it was the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers got hurt. He was on the outs before Aaron Rodgers ever got injured. Mecole did not work outside of Kansas City. I mean, Sky can't make it work in Kansas City. So what does that look like for you if you hit free agency, you hit the open market, and teams got to pick you up? Now, I don't know what the practice squad rules are. I imagine he's on somebody's 53-man roster, but it is looking real scary for Sky Moore as we are heading into the camp.
I mean, he's a bust, and he'll go down as a bust, and that's life. But earlier you said who's the bigger bust, him or Breland Speaks. And while I think that Sky Moore is a bust and will not have a place on this roster and all those things, comparing him to the biggest bust of bust is unfair. Like,
I mean, he's right there.
Breland Speaks makes John Baldwin look like a glowing success.
Yeah, I'm just if
he's tier two of bust.
Okay, if you were giving Breland Speaks the gold medal for bust, Sky Moore has the silver.
He's in that silver bronze battle.
He's got the silver.
Somebody, Kavari Russell's also in this conversation.
Somebody said that's two-time Super Bowl champion Sky Moore to you. I will never refer to Sky Moore as that. There's a difference. See, we got to realize what the difference is. Patrick Mahomes is a three-time Super Bowl champion. Some people just got to be on Patrick Mahomes' team. Sky Moore is one of those people. He just got to be on Patrick Mahomes' team. You know, he was just there. He was just there for the ride. Didn't help him win a championship. He was just there. I know he caught that one touchdown that was just 100% schemed open by that. Yeah, no. Some people won the Super Bowl. Some people were on the Super Bowl team. He was on the Super Bowl team. I think tomorrow, I keep saying we might have a Hall of Famer tomorrow on the show. I don't know if we are. I am hopeful that we will. We'll find out together. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. It's the drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.